And now M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
Come right in, stranger. Do have a seat, won't you? I trust you are comfortable. Oh, good. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Chet Cheddar. I am the morgue attendant here, and I sort of fancy myself a storyteller. I would like to tell you one if you have the time. Oh, you do. Well, that is grand. Well, now, let's see. I think today I would like to tell you about a man from Cleveland named Gale Taylor. You see, all his life, Mr. Taylor dreamed of traveling to the stars and beyond. This cosmic pull was so great, in fact, that in the late 60s, Mr. Taylor had considered the idea of building a working space vehicle. Well, after 20 years of diligent research, and with the aid of a local junkyard, Mr. Taylor had constructed a crude-looking vessel that he hoped would fulfill his dream. We join Mr. Taylor at the home he shares with his father. It is a Tuesday on a chilly November morning. The skies are clear. It is a beautiful day for a liftoff.
Hey, Pop, would you hand me that crescent wrench over there?
Which one? Oh, this one right here.
Yeah, that's it.
Here you go.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I got a... tighten this warp drive here. I'd hate for this thing to blow up when I'm going through warp speed.
I don't know about this spaceship thing, son.
Oh,
I just don't know.
Oh, please, Pop, let's don't go through all of this again. From the very first time I started working on this thing, you said how stupid and foolish it was.
Oh, son, going into space, that's risky.
Of course it's risky. Anything that's worth doing is risky. You used to tell me that, Pop. But there's things out there. There's other worlds, other universes. I'm tired of reading about them. I want to see them face to face.
You know, son, I think all those chemicals you took in the 60s affected your thinking. Made you want to build this thing.
Oh, now we start this again. I told you I'm off that stuff, Pop. I have been for 15 years.
All right, son. I won't press it any further. We've been through this 1,000 times.
Yeah?
If you're not going to change your mind, you're not going to change your mind.
That's true, Papa. I love you, but I just think you're wrong about this. It's a personal thing. It's just something that I have to do.
I just hate to lose you, son. But go ahead, and good luck.
You're not going to lose me, Papa. That sounds so morbid. I'm coming back, and I want you to know that... I appreciate you helping me out on the ship, Pop. I know you've done it with a lot of reservation.
All right, son. Good luck.
Hey, thanks, Pop.
Good luck.
After bidding his father a tearful farewell, Mr. Taylor entered his homemade vessel and fastened the safety harness. Taking a deep breath, he engaged the switch that fired the main engines. There was a loud roar as great amounts of fire and smoke poured from the thrusters, lifting the ship slowly from its backyard launching pad. soon the feeling of weightlessness overcame him. He had broken the Earth's atmosphere, a milestone in itself. But Mr. Taylor had much higher goals.
Far out, man! I'm in space! Oh, wow! If only Pop could see this! All right. Okay, warp drive. Don't disappoint me, man. Everything's going all right so far.
In an instant, he was streaking through the cosmos at 186,000 miles per second. The homemade vessel held up quite well to the enormous task. However, Mr. Taylor was not so lucky. His brain was unable to grasp the enormous change in speed. Unconsciousness swept over him like a wave of darkness.
What an unusual creature.
Very unusual.
Perhaps we should revive it.
Yes.
Assist me, my brothers.
Yes. Goodbye.
Creature.
Goodbye.
Creature,
goodbye.
Awaken.
Goodbye.
Awaken, creature.
Stop flapping, man. Hey, what the hell are you guys?
Listen, creature. I am Sleep, and these are my brothers. Welcome to the planet Ripplelite.
Planet? You mean I'm on another planet, man?
Indeed you are. We pulled your ship into our atmosphere by means of our tractor beam.
Oh.
You are orbiting our planet without fuel. May I ask what planet you are from?
I'm from Earth, man.
Earth? Excellent. We have been monitoring your satellite transmissions.
Oh, yeah?
Did you hear, my brothers? The creature is a humanoid.
Say, you guys are cute, man.
You have strayed far from home, human.
Oh, yeah?
But you have arrived at a critical moment. We greatly need your assistance.
Well, okay. How can I help?
Ah, so glad that you asked. For the past 20 eons, our planet has been harassed and tormented by the evil Master Constipator.
Wait a second, man. The Master what?
Constipator. He is an evil renegade of our solar system.
Oh.
On your planet, you may refer to him as a bully.
Oh, and this Constipator dude, he's been bothering you, man?
Affirmative. He terrifies us. He forces us to do his bidding and fires over our heads with his laser pistol.
Oh, well, that's a drag, man.
Affirmative.
Well, say, on Earth, we stand up to our bullies. We show them who's boss. I mean, there's a lot of you guys. There's only one of him.
Yes.
Why don't you stand up to him?
We have tried, human. Unfortunately, our small size, 4 to 6 inches, does not intimidate him.
Oh.
And he is quite tall.
Oh.
So you see our dilemma, human.
Yeah.
We implore you. Will you assist us?
Well, I guess you dudes helped me out. I was floating up there in space ready to die.
Affirmative.
Yeah, sure thing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you bring that Master Constipator to me. I'll take care of him.
Oh, thank you, human. Thank you so much. You have made us so happy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, dear. What is that?
The Master Constipator ship is arriving!
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear me.
What's wrong?
I fear, human, there's little time to prepare you for this confrontation.
Oh, yeah?
The Master Constipator has arrived.
Oh.
I do hope you are prepared for this.
Oh, yeah, sure, man. You bring him to me. I'll take care of him.
The small green creatures cringed at Mr. Taylor's feet as the huge starship landed in front of them. A large metal door opened, and a tall metallic android exited the vessel. He was human in shape, his body a mass of gears and circuits. He walked toward the aliens with the commanding stride of a giant, then stopped 6 feet in front of them and spoke.
Miserable little
it be terrorized by the great and immortal Master Constipator? Well, you better make plans for it, you miserable little rodents, because that's exactly what's about to take place. Wait a second. Wait just a minute. Do my eyes deceive me, or does the Master Constipator spy a wretched human in the midst of the Pimpolites?
Yeah, that's right, man. I hear you're the big metal tough guy around here, picking on these little frippolites. Ooh, tough guy. Say, listen, that's not a productive attitude, screaming and yelling at people. You'll never make friends that way. So back off, man.
Or did this puny human actually talk back to the Supreme Master Constipator?
Oh, wow, man. That name of yours, Master Constipator. Say, if I was you, I wouldn't flop that name around too much, man. It sounds like you need a fiber laxative.
You into an unrecognizable goon.
Oh, my.
You dare to insult my name? You, a human?
Well, if only you knew what it meant on Earth, you'd get the joke of it. Well, what does it mean to be a master constipator up here, man?
How, you mortals are so stupid. To be a constipator is to have power, to have dominion and control over everything in its path.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but with a name like that, you just don't impress me.
You show me miserable ignorance, human. Just look at that muscle.
Whoa! Wow, now you've got me quaking, man. That's a big bicep you've got there.
That's right. And it's made of an impenetrable metal alloy, too.
Whoa.
Now, maybe you'll show proper respect and kiss the feet of the Master Constipator in worship.
Oh, yeah? You kiss my feet first, you big rusted hunk of junk. Oh, big tough guy, picking on these little 2-inch frippolites. Boy, that's a real brute show of strength. I'd like to see you on Earth, man. They'd laugh you right out of the solar system with that name of yours. Oh, here comes the Master Constipator. Oh, heavens to Betsy. He's in a bad mood because he's irregular.
The human before me has insulted the almighty Master Constipator.
Oh, no.
And for that, he will suffer 1,001 unspeakably horrible deaths.
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do, Bear?
Hey, look. Hey, what the hell is this thing, man?
I have just sealed you into an impenetrable plastic bubble. You will be taken aboard my ship, and there you will set a bloody example to anyone that dare oppose me.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, huh? Human.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I realize you're in a very inconvenient position at the moment,
uh-huh.
But you are going to assist us in defeating the Master Constipator, aren't you?
Oh, sure thing, man. Hey, you guys, don't worry. This guy's made me mad. I'll take care of this dude.
Goodbye, Frippolites, until tomorrow. By then, I assure you, your human companion will be quite dead.
And Mr. Taylor is certainly in a jam, isn't he? At this point, he was taken aboard the Master Constipator Starship. Then he was led to a small, empty room with bare metal walls.
Hey, don't be so rough with me. So what are you going to do with me now, Middle Mouth?
Oh, well, I don't know. I want it to be real special. You're the first human victim I've ever had. Oh, but don't you worry, human. I'll think of something. Something slow and excruciatingly painful. Until then, keep having pleasant thoughts. Yeah, that's it, human. Pleasant thoughts.
What a bag of wind. Well, he's a big idiot if he thinks I'm just going to sit here and wait to be dissected or whatever he's going to do to me. I'm getting out of here. Hey, I wonder if that door works, man. I saw Metal Man press his button right here. Let's see. Hey, it worked, man. I guess the old Metal Mouth thought I was just going to stay in that room just because he told me to. Stay here, man. What an arrogant idiot that guy is. Wow. This is a big place, man. I got to get out of here somehow. Hey, wait a minute. What's this on this wall here? Poison gas activator? Laser cannon? Oh, wow. Oh, this is great. Self-destruct mechanism. Oh, wow. What a stupid thing to have. A button that destroys the one place you don't want destroyed. Hey, I think I'll press it. Yeah. Yeah, that'll show that big metal idiot what it's like to mess around with humans. Yeah, here I go.
Thank you for activating the self-destruct mechanism.
Oh.
This ship will self-destruct in 4 minutes.
Yeah! 4 minutes, man. This thing's gonna blow sky high in 4 minutes. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. No! No, wait a second, man! I'm on the ship. Oh, come on, Gail. Oh, man. Pop was right. The whole 60s experience has messed up my common sense. I'm in a jam now. I'm on a ship that's about to blow up. That's a dose of reality for you. Hey, man. It feels like someone's behind me. Like someone's breathing down my neck or something. Uh-oh.
Is it just me, or are you the stupidest creature the great creator let live?
Well, I...
You're aboard a starship that's about to explode.
Yeah.
Do you realize what that means?
Yeah.
You're gonna die, human. That's what it means. You're gonna die. But I'm not.
Oh, no?
No. I've got an escape pod, human. Oh. Something you didn't tell, though, did you?
No.
I'm going to get aboard my escape pod, and I'm going to jettison myself to one of my 10,000 other starships. Yes, and I'm going to watch this one, and it's slow with you on it on the telescreen with great glee.
Yeah, yeah, laugh it up, man. Laugh it up. Yeah.
It sure is. You'll never know just how great it is, man.
Yeah.
So long, human. It's been a blast.
You wouldn't be able to get into your escape pod if I tipped you over again.
What did you say?
Well, I've been watching you, Metal Man, stomping around and screaming, and I've been observing something. You got these great big shoulders, these little bitty metal feet, and it looks to me like you're clumsy. I don't know who put you together, but I don't think they did a very good job. I'll bet I could just walk right up and give you just a little push, just a little shove, and you'd fall right on that big metal back of yours like a turtle. And you wouldn't be able to get up either because you're top heavy.
Well, that is, without a doubt, the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah? Well, okay, let's just see then. Oh, hey, my turtle theory worked, man.
This ship will self-destruct in 2 minutes.
Whoa, 2 minutes, Master Constipator. I got a split, man. Say, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in your escape pod, and I'm going to jettison from the ship, and I'm going to watch you explode on the telescreen. So long, man.
You come back here. You come back here. I command it in the name of the great Master Constipator.
Oh, you're not so great lying there on your back. You're a big joke. I'm putting a stop to you right now, Metal Man. Peace to the fifth of lights.
No! No! This cannot be happening! I'm the Master Constipator! I'll win it by a human! Impossible! Impossible, do you hear? Curse you, human! Curse you where you roam! Curse you and your family unit!
This ship will self-destruct in 10 seconds.
No!
9, 8... 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Later, on the planet Fippolite, Gale Taylor explained to the tiny aliens how the Master Constipator met his explosive end.
And that's about it, fellas. It was quite a fireworks display.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry anymore. That guy's not going to bother you.
Oh, thank you, Newman.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
You'll never know how much we appreciate what you have done for us.
I'm glad.
My brothers and I rest much easier knowing the Master Constipator is no more.
Oh. Oh, well, hey, that's not necessary, fellas. Hey, you helped me out. I'm just glad I could do the same. And seeing the smiles on your little faces, well, that's enough thanks from me. And I really appreciate you filling up my ship for me.
Oh, you are most welcome, human. Thank you once more.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Farewell, human.
Farewell. Hey, bye.
Farewell.
Story.